Life and the World. NBC Radio, in association with the editors of Life magazine, brings you an added dimension in radio reporting. Each weeknight at this time, guided by the contents of the current issue of Life magazine, we explore in sound the people, places, and events in life and the world. Good evening. This is Frank Blair. Tonight, from out of space, a journey no man has taken.
I could see an unearthly purple, violet, a very deep color, one I had never seen before.
And from Atlanta, Georgia, a girl who is out of this world.
Squeeze, squash, and squoze me. Don't turn the hose on me.
In 60 seconds, we'll bring you these unique features. But first, hear this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next few seconds may save you hundreds of dollars, so please listen carefully. If you're considering the purchase of a new car, you should know that it's mighty buy time right now at your Chrysler dealers. He's ready, willing, and able to give you a better deal on a brand new mighty Chrysler than ever before. How can he do it? Well, it's no news that this year more people have been switching to the mighty Chrysler than at any time before. This phenomenal success means your Chrysler dealer can give you a better deal, a higher trade-in allowance on your car, and a lower price on a new Chrysler. This all adds up to a mighty good buy. And remember, you will be the owner of a mighty Chrysler, the car that puts you ahead of the times when you buy it and money ahead when you sell it. Don't let this chance pass you by. Call or see your Chrysler dealer now, while it's still mighty buy time.
Man has reached his slim and scientific hand deep into outer space, reaching for the heart of the universe, to wrest therefrom its secrets with which eventually to benefit mankind. Last week, Air Force scientist Major David C. Simons, age 35, set a new record when he became the first man ever to go higher than 100,000 feet in a balloon. Working in behalf of a project for the Holloman Air Development Center, Air Research and Development Command, U.S. Air Force, Major Simons made this historic and scientifically invaluable flight. You'll see his face in a self-portrait, which is featured on the cover of the current issue of Life magazine, and you'll hear his voice now on Life and the World. Major Simons, will you background the purpose of this flight?
This flight was a test of a new high-altitude research platform for studying human reactions at the 100,000-foot level for 24 hours and even longer.
What did it look like up there?
It was a truly beautiful sight, and a sight that man had not seen before, particularly during the sunrise and sunset period. The sky looked completely black, but looking more carefully and letting my eyes adapt for a few minutes, I could see an unearthly purple, violet, a very deep color, one I had never seen before, that represented almost the entire sky except a narrow band near the horizon, which did have colors similar to our ordinary blue sky.
What sensations did you experience?
It was certainly an isolation experience in which I was on my own, in the sense that there was nobody physically there to talk to. But after I was on the ground again, I realized that in a sense I had not been as alone as one would think, because I'd been in constant radio contact with Mr. Winsen and Colonel Stapp on the ground, and I actually felt as if they had shared the flight with me.
Well, let's ask Mr. Winsen, who is here with us, if by talking to the Major, who was at 100,000 feet, if you experienced the sharing of this experiment with him.
I certainly did. It was like he acted as my eyes up there, and as a matter of fact, during the descent, which was rather difficult because a violent thunderstorm had come up, He acted as the reconnaissance point to tell me where there was a clearing that we could bring him down in.
Major, you were cramped pretty much there for 24 hours, weren't you?
It was rather snug. the specially designed nylon seat was quite comfortable. The gondola was large enough that I could stand up, and several times during the flight, I stretched my legs and my arms and got a new start on things.
Suppose the balloon burst while at altitude. What would save Major Simons from death?
Numerous tests had been made to test the gondola parachute system. This was the large gondola parachute from which the gondola was actually suspended. Therefore, in case the balloon would burst, the parachute would automatically open and bring the gondola back to Earth in about 1/2 hour.
Now, on the score of danger, oxygen was your prime requisite, Major. How were you backstopped in case of oxygen failure?
In addition to the 5-liter liquid oxygen converter, which was the main supply and should last as long as 3 days if necessary, the gondola carried a reserve emergency oxygen supply that would be sufficient to last through descent.
Suppose the gondola itself had exploded. What would have happened to you, Major Simons?
I wore a pressure suit that would inflate and protect me against the near vacuum of the space-like conditions at 100,000 feet.
How did you keep mentally alert during the many confined and lonely hours?
Well, for one thing, the people on the ground saw to that, and the other was that I was allowed to sleep for short periods during the night.
Did you sleep?
Oh, yes, up to 30 minutes on several occasions. During the night, I took some cat naps.
Well, tell us, Major, would you want to go up for further experiments?
Oh, I found it a very challenging and interesting experience, and I would be only too happy to do it again.
Would you like to be one of the first to go in a rocket ship to the moon?
I would like to make sure that the rocket ship was as reliable and as well constructed and designed as this capsule was.
From spacesuits to bathing suits, to Atlanta and the story of the girl who owns 100 bathing suits, in just a moment on Life and the World.
Say, Bert Parks, my true story's coming our way.
Monday is the moving day.
That's good news for me. My true story on NBC.
Well, that's good news for everybody, Dorothy Olson, for all the millions of women who've been faithful listeners to My True Story during its 15 fabulous years in radio. And for all the millions more who now have an opportunity to hear these complete stories every weekday morning in the half-hour time period just before our NBC bandstand.
And I think we ought to remind everyone, Bert, that this is the same My True Story that has been one of radio's most popular morning programs.
With a complete drama every morning about people and their problems.
Still acted by wonderful casts and adapted by Margaret Sangster from material supplied by True Story magazine.
Same time, but new station. So take note and don't miss a single broadcast. Starting Monday, September 2nd, you'll hear My True Story at this spot on your dial, just before NBC Bandstand over most of these NBC stations.
From space suits and the mysteries of outer space to bathing suits and the mystery of a young lady who has 100, count them, bathing suits. She not only has them, she wears all 100 in a striking picture layout in this week's issue of Life magazine. And that, we believe, is a photographic feat without precedent. The girl, lovely 18-year-old Jill Felster of Atlanta, Georgia. Dick McMichael, in behalf of Life and the World, brings you an interesting investigation into the modes and manners of our time.
There's just something about Jill Pepper Felser that changes over and over again, namely her bathing suits. How many bathing suits do you have, Jill?
Oh, I have 100 bathing suits.
Why so many?
Oh, well, if you really want to know, it's because I guess I'm in love with King Neptune.
Well, surely you have another reason.
Well, seriously, I've always been drawn to bathing suits and water. From the time I was 2 years old, someone said I was a child genius, and all the papers here in town came running out, and they stuck me in a bathing suit and took my picture.
Do you have a regular job?
No, I study singing mostly. I've always wanted to be a singer. In fact, I sing anything from rock and roll to grand opera.
Would you like to sing a little for us now?
Oh, I'd love to. Maybe I could sing a little bit of a song that I just wrote. It's called Squeeze, Squash, and Squoze in Me. It's real cute. Let's see. Squeeze, squash, and squoze in me. Don't try to frozen me. I want you just to be nestled in my arms. Squeeze, squash, and squoze in me. Don't turn the hose on me. You're my fire, can't you see? I'm wild about your charms. And so on.
Good. Thank you very much. Say, what do you folks think about your wearing all these bathing suits?
Well, they think it's quite a wholesome hobby, so they're all for it.
How about your father?
Oh, well, it's kind of hard around the purse strings, but usually I win.
Well, that's good. You know, Life magazine is doing a story on you this week, a picture story, that is. Why don't you tell us something about the work you went through?
Well, you know, we had to change bathing suits 100 times and take so many pictures so they could choose which ones they would use. So we took about 4 pictures in each bathing suit, and we stayed up 2 nights in a row till 6 o'clock in the morning from about 8 o'clock at night, and really worked hard. I had a little tent to change in and a little assistant, and by the time we all got through, we didn't know what hit us, but it was so much fun.
Anybody ever kid you about having so many different bathing suits?
Oh, yes, but I don't know. I think they'd like to have them themselves, so I don't really mind.
Do you have a steady boyfriend, Jill?
No, I don't. I wish I did, because I just love men.
What do you think about all of this in general?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. It's sort of a sea Cinderella story, don't you think so?
Well, don't lose your glass slipper, Jill, for that's life and the world. We'll be back for our closing words in just a moment.
This is Frank Orlando of the Dickinson Avenue School in Northport, Long Island. As a teacher, there is a problem that I feel quite acutely. I know most of you think I'm speaking of low salaries or inadequate school facilities. True, both of these situations should be remedied, but actually, what I would like to speak to you about is something which should be quite close to you as parents. Everyone agrees that we must conserve our material resources, but very few of us have ever considered that our greatest resources are our children. Each day in your community, there are quite probably children who will miss valuable days in school simply because of preventable illnesses. It's all very easy to speak of the normal winter cold, but such things as hot breakfast, good lunch, adequate clothing, and shoes can do more than yet-to-be-discovered miracle drugs in keeping our children warm and healthy and in class.
Tonight we brought you a dramatic story of the conquest of outer space and a visit with a young lady who owns 100 bathing suits. This is Frank Blair concluding this 23rd edition of Life and the World. Tonight's program was developed from features appearing in the current issue of Life magazine through the worldwide facilities of Life and NBC News. Can the blind lead the blind? Hear the complete story of Laura Gifford on My True Story, Monday morning over most of these NBC stations.